Executives at the Tokyo Electric Power Company now say they may need help from overseas to deal with the latest trouble at the Fukushima nuclear plant. The immediate problem is a stubborn leak of highly radioactive water, more than 300 tons by the latest estimate. Some of that is believed to have run into the ocean, while some has been absorbed into the ground. Japanese regulators raised the severity level of that incident by midweek. They also questioned whether information supplied by Tokyo Electric could be trusted. Japan's top nuclear regulator told reporters, "I don't know if describing it this way is appropriate, but it's like a haunted house, and mishaps keep happening one after the other." Regulators have also questioned the competence of Tokyo Electric officials and the ability of the company to deal with the aftermath of the disaster, even now. The tsunami in March 2011 disabled cooling systems at the plant. Today, water is still being pumped into the facility to cool the reactors, producing more contaminated water that needs to be stored on site. South Korea's Asiana Airlines this week canceled charter flights between Seoul and Fukushima City due to concerns about leaks of radioactive water. Bill Dorman, HPR News.